Well, before we get to the fun part that we were just talking to Andrew about with football, just give us an update as to how you're feeling right now and how this road to recovery is going.
Feeling good right now. It's nice to get some bumps in and be feeling good from it. So, I'm happy with my progress. You know, I still got to get another evaluation, so the timeline's still up in the air. But, as of right now, I'm feeling good and recovery's going well.
Can you do pretty much everything you feel like you want to on the ice?
Yeah, I feel really good. But now it's a little bit in the doctor's hands. You know, they're the experts, and got to still see him and make sure everything is healing perfect, and then I'll have a better idea.
What's your assessment of Blake going over to center?
He's been awesome. You know, he plays hard. He's been awesome. He's playing solid all over the ice and making plays. You know, just like he always is. Everything you can expect from him. He's doing it. He's stepping up his game, and that's exactly that we have in this room, and that we know we have, and we're lucky to have him.
Mark, can you tell us about the injury itself?
I went into the boards and I hurt myself. don't want to give you the specifics, but it's healing really well. Obviously, it sucked. You know, being out for that long, it gets boring, and being in a sling for as long as I was, it sucked. But feeling better every day, and happy I'm battling, and happy I'm getting to see you beautiful people again. Yeah, I could tell something went wrong. It's weird. You go into the boards, you get hit, a million times in a year, and one that you wouldn't expect to hurt you hurts you, and it was tough. But the team's been playing awesome, and that's that's the biggest part. I've been healing well. I've been getting good treatment on it, and I'm excited to where I am now, and excited to get back to playing.
What were those first couple weeks like? Didn't do much except watch.
They sucked. It sucks every game that you're watching, that you're on the sidelines. Obviously, since I've been on the ice, that softens the blow a little bit. Not being on the ice, not being in the games. Had to bring my brother in for a week to keep me sane, and that's a fine. But living with Copper, he's been a great roommate through it all, and. Obviously the trainers and the team that I got behind me helped me on the recovery, did a really good job, and I'm happy with where it is right now.
So how limiting was it for you in the early days? Like, what could you?
Not a whole lot. I was pretty immobilized for the start of it, and that was tough to sleep like that and go through all that. But like I said before, I have a great team around me and great support staff. So they helped. They made the healing quicker and easier, and I'm definitely happy to all the people that helped help me through this.
What have you seen from this team, maybe learned about this team in the 6 weeks that you've been out?
We got some great players. Every guy stepped up, every guy's been doing more, and we've been playing solid. Obviously Helly and Nett's been unbelievable, and Blake moving to the middle, but every guy from Wheels down to Hendricks, every guy has stepped up and every guy has played their, played awesome, and clearly that shows in our record.
What's the best piece of advice you got reacting to the adrenal stamp? Was much you did say in the way? I'm sure you got a few others.
Yeah, Stammer was he's been through it all. So, hearing it from him and knowing he's been through a lot worse than I have, that obviously makes it easy, and like I said before, I have a lot of great friends, a lot of great people around me, helping me through it, and definitely a lot of well wishes, and can't thank them enough for helping me through it.
Paul mentioned Friday might be a possibility. Is that what you're gunning for, or where you at on
that? I still have to see the doc to make sure everything's okay. So, the exact date isn't set in stone yet, but hoping sooner than later.
When's the last 20? Go ahead.
Today, actually. Today I'm going to see him, and hopefully there's good news.
So is there any chance he could be cleared for tomorrow?
Most likely not, from what I've heard, but we'll see. We'll see today.
What's the last 24 hours been like for you, football wise?
Unbelievable. It was awesome to go see the Super Bowl. Obviously very lucky. It was in Minnesota. We had a day off. I surprised my brother and my best friend with their Christmas gifts. They got to come to the Super Bowl. And then Copper and Troops came too, so it was you know, definitely something cross off the bucket list and something that I'll never forget.
Mark, one more on the injury, but at any point has anybody had to say to you, like, slow down, Mark, here, you're pushing too hard? Because Paul sort of alluded to just your mindset that you were going to do everything to get back as quickly as possible. Had anyone told you to slow down?
Everyone. you know, everyone always says slow down. You know, I'm a guy that likes to do as much as I can. You know, but I said it before, you know, we have a great training staff. You know, I have a great team of therapists behind me, you know, that I rely on, and you know, obviously friends and family, you know, helped me through it too. So the recovery is going really well, and you know, I'm definitely happy to be on the ice again.
When was your breakthrough moment? I mean, last week when we saw you, it looked like you were, you know, ripping one timers and everything else. Was there a moment in the last couple of weeks where it took a big turn?
First day I was on the ice, you know, I was pretty much able to do everything. You know, obviously you got to be cautious. You know, falling on it and landing on it weird is the biggest thing, but. You know, for me, I was able to do, you know, right when I got on the ice, I was able to do everything. And that was a pretty happy moment for me, you know, just getting back on the ice in general and skating again. But, you know, trying out everything and seeing how it's feeling, that was, you know, a pretty happy moment for me.
When was that first skate? 2 weeks ago?
That was right after All-Star break, the Sunday of the All-Star game. That was the first day I skated.
A lot of people were worried this team wouldn't be able to survive your loss. Not just you, but Jake being gone, Toby being gone for parts. Buff, is there any level of surprise in you that this team has not just survived but handled those losses so well this year?
Yeah, they've done unbelievable. I think it starts right at the top with Wheels. You know, he's a guy that drives this team each and every night. You know, whether he's on the right wing, whether he's in center. You know, it starts right from the top, and I think everyone follows his lead. And you know, I definitely know when I'm in the lineup, I follow his lead each and every night. And you know, that's what this team did. They played a solid game, battled right to the end, and I couldn't be happier to see our record right now.
Are you expecting to have Wheeler on the wing with you, or is there some more options?
I have no idea. Obviously, I hope he's on my wing, but he's the most favorite player I've ever played with, so hopefully that is. But you know, whatever the coach's plan is, you know, Paul's a pretty smart guy, so whatever he has in plan, I'm ready to take with. And when I'm back, hopefully we keep it rolling.
What are the keys when you get back into that game action and try to find that rhythm again?
I think it's all about, you know, feeling, getting your legs going right away. You know, practice, obviously you can battle as much as you want, but you don't know what it's going to be like until you're actually in game action. So you know, I still gotta see the doc, so I'm not gonna, you know, hold my breath yet. But no, I'm definitely raring to get back in the lineup and get playing again.
You know, watching what the Eagles does that give you any inspiration as an athlete that anything can happen?
No, because the Pats lost, so yes. Wasn't too happy about that. You know, see my boy Tom go lose. That was. I'm not gonna think about that anymore.
What was the whole experience like, though, to be in that stadium and just kind of watch the game that it was?
Oh, it was unbelievable. We didn't sit down the entire game. Our legs were burning after the first quarter. We were, you know, after every play, you know, they get a 5-yard run and we're, you know, fist pumping and high fiving everyone around us. So, you know, the whole atmosphere, you know, the building in Minnesota was beautiful. You know, the fans were nuts. You know, the whole atmosphere around the Super Bowl was unbelievable. You know, streets closed off. You know, people in, you know, every jersey. You know, we saw Brett Favre jerseys. We saw everything. We saw Vikes jerseys. We saw tons of Pats, and you know, obviously the Eagles fans were pretty nuts too. So, you know, it was a pretty unbelievable moment and pretty special to share with my brother and my best friend from back home. So, you know, I'm really happy that I got to experience that.